This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
We've been listening to a collage of audio clips gathered from the nine-hour local conversation about homelessness and poverty issues that took place with the help of Nanaimo's only community radio, CHLY. Monday marked the 7th annual Homelessness Marathon in Canada, and CHLY provided 9 hours of local coverage with an additional 5 hours of national coverage. We gathered some of the many voices that came forward from Nanaimo and area on Monday and are providing a concise version of the marathon. Here's the last segment of our program.
Call me Patty. Some people I'm honored if they call me Patricia. Okay. Homelessness. Okay, what about it? I have moved away from drugs in shelters like the New Hope and the hotel on Halliburton. It's full of cocaine in our town, and I am trying to get away from it. Homeless? Yeah, I was scared. I was real scared. I was 59 years old, never spent a night out in the cold or anything like that. But I'll tell you this, between 3 and 5 is the coldest, and I know when I see people coming in from the street sleeping in wind, rain, snow. I can't take them all in, but I would like to work or maybe help them some, which I am doing right now. We have our own code of honor, and as long as you have a code of honor, you're my friend. Mm-hmm. I have a drug and alcohol counselor, not because I'm a practicing addict, but because it's all around me and I'm an addict.
Well, it's really interesting how our local governments are starting to take over, which was a realm a lot of times of the provincial government, but we're starting to look at our own needs within our own communities, which are hugely important. I'll say it this way, that our communities kind of create homelessness, so we're the ones that should deal with it. So I think the new initiatives coming down, especially through our city council here in Nanaimo, have been very positive. The homeless strategy that we have, very similar to that adopted of Streets to Homes from the Ontario-based format. So I think it's hugely important that communities start to take on the roles that the provincial government, that I'll say, have somewhat been lacking on, but they are starting to work forward on, and the local governments are taking control of some of the housing issues, so I think, and homelessness issues. I think a few of them are very close to being, and it depends. Of course, the provincial government and the federal government with these infrastructure programs do understand that under these different economic times, we have to look very hardly at some of the things that are hugely important in some of our priority projects, which are in Nanaimo, some of our homeless projects. I think the other thing is that the government has to understand, or the governments that are helping with the core funding, they have to understand that these projects, to be correct and to do them properly, takes a bit of time. So, and I think our projects are online for being open within a couple of year period.
Job. I need a job. A real job. I gotta buy me a job. Hey baby, won't you help me? I'm trying to buy me a job. Sister, won't you help? Yeah. Hey brother, won't you help? I'm trying to buy me a job. Sister, won't you help me? Yeah. Buy me a job.
Thank you very much.
Like that's that's unacceptable behavior for a society to leave a large number of its people who just out without any help.
Especially such a, you know, first world countries, westernized nations, when there's such wealth within that nation.
And by the way, there is so much music on the streets. It's very hard to not like. The music is necessary in this town. Like, music is a necessity, it's not a luxury.
Yeah.
I do understand homelessness, and yes, I have been homeless. It's been 28 years. It's something you do not forget. It's something that I would not discuss in detail. It makes you a deeper person. It makes you understand survival and your own instincts and how to get by one day at a time.
Yes.
It's not easy, situational thing to be homeless, but you learn how to survive, and I have two of my favorite poems tonight, and that's what I'm going to read, because they're deep and they're special, and I hope that they bring you some uplifting thoughts. I wrote this one in 1990, 10 years after becoming homeless, and this is a poem is called A Soft, Sweet Mercy Rain. A soft, sweet mercy rain spills quietly to say, I am filling your truth of purpose. You can endure by knowing growth. let the sweet mercy fall to face your courage and weaken your heart to feel. Oh, his growth is hope, peace, and life. His mercy knows no limits to strength and barriers to truths. There truly is a way of sunshine. And yes, love, sweet love. When one's soul is challenged and the mind is vexed beyond the understanding of knowledge and the growth of humanity, there's mercy, sweet mercy, and grace. Yes, I feel its gentle caress on my soul. Cherie Virginia Devaney. And this is the second poem that I wrote about it 2 years ago. I really like it. It's called Who is Free? Driving down the road one day, I saw a sign that made me smile. You're free as you believe you are. Open your mind with your zest for truth and think a while. For freedom is as freedom wants. There's no need to brace or flow for secrets in the silence of one's heart. Never need to make remarks, for you're free within your quiet soul. An endless peace brings no new foe. You stare without an unjust glance, because you understand injustice, indifference, and hate. No one's free that knows their fate, and all their hopes and dreams come late. When every man prays for his brother, you are free. Who is free? Why, you are. When you wish upon a star, when you run without worry, laugh without pain, love without gain, give without shame, talk without blame, you are free. Cherie Devaney, thank you.
That was Patty, Jim Kipp, Sly Dog Pete, Brendan McDonald, Colton Vandermolen, Guy, and Cherie. Well, Jan, that was quite an experience listening to clips. You mentioned earlier these were audio clips that many of which you hadn't heard before.
No, I I didn't hear any of them actually, because yeah. I was out all the time. But
yes.
So it was really fascinating to hear what people had to say. And over again, I'm struck by the compassion that the people who are working with the homeless, but also the people who are living on the streets and experiencing addiction and poverty and all of the myriad of things that they're going through, just the incredible compassion that they have for each other and for everyone, you know, and they are constant. I was constantly struck by their shock at people's inhumanity to them and the coldness and the brutality that they ran up against. That one young man who tried to phone the ambulance, he was in tears talking about it.
Yes.
And so I it was very moving and touching. I actually felt emotionally wrung out by the end of the whole thing.
It was. It was challenging. The marathon was challenging for a number of reasons, some of which you've noted, as well the length of time and the kind of intensity around broadcasting. In terms of the people that were involved, when I think back on it now, quite a number of the individuals that came forward to offer their involvement were people who had formerly been homeless.
Mm-hmm.
People who brought the understanding and the experience from their own earlier experience of being absolutely homeless.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I was particularly struck. I was with Wallace Mallet most of the time, and he has been a homeless person and suffers from a mental illness. He's also employed now with the crisis intervention team and studying at Malaspina, or pardon me, the university. But I was astounded at how many people he knows, how people respond to him. Everybody knows him and everybody trusts him. And that was a really unique experience to be able to be out and about with him. I was introduced to people who otherwise would not have, been willing to talk to me, because who am I, you know? So it was a it was a really interesting opportunity to go deeper while being out there with the experience of what is it like to be homeless and poor.
We also had a number of phone calls to the on-air phone number during the course of the marathon from individuals who really did not want to go on air with their comments, but mm-hmm. they wanted to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. We found that on the street, too. Everybody was willing to share, but not everyone was comfortable with going on air. And I can understand that. You know, it feels threatening at first. But the fact that they were just willing to talk to me and to Wallace, and it was definitely a unique and privileged day.
Yes. There were, in fact, many other participants in Monday's marathon, but we were limited to 1 hour today. If you're listening today and you didn't hear your voice among our collage of voices, please know that we appreciate all the contributions that were made on Monday. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.